This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The voting process for the vice presidential election is underway at the new parliament building. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members who cast his vote. Union ministers Rajnath Singh, Jitendra Singh, Prahlad Joshi, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, JDS MP and former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi have also cast their votes. Besides, several members of parliament are in queue to cast their votes. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is contesting against India Alliance Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. The Vice President is elected by an electoral college consisting of members from both Houses of Parliament. In the Vice Presidential election, a secret ballot system is followed and each vote carries equal value. Now we go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra in Parliament House. Anupam, what is the latest update you have for our listeners?
Yes, Nishit, the voting for the vice presidential election is underway at F101 Vasudha Hall of New Parliament Building. And as you told, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first voter. Apart from this, leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, senior Congress MP Sonia Gandhi, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Kiran Rijiju, Jewel Oram, Nitin Gadkari have also voted. Apart from this, Dayanidhi Maran of DMK, Srikant Shinde of Shiv Sena, Sanjay Jha of JDU have also voted till now. The voting will continue till 5 p.m. and the counting will take place at 6 p.m. The electoral college for the vice president polls this time is 542 members of Lok Sabha and 239 members of the Rajya Sabha, a total of 781 members of parliament. Nishit.
Thank you, Anupam, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today to assess the flood situation and review relief and rehabilitation efforts in both states. Prime Minister will reach Dharamshala in Kangra district of Himachal Pradesh this afternoon. In Dharamshala, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with state authorities and interact with local residents affected by the disaster. Mr. Modi will also undertake an aerial survey of the flood and landslide hit areas of Himachal Pradesh. Prime Minister of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam and his spouse Veena Ramgulam will be on an 8-day visit to India beginning today. This will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Prime Minister Ramgulam to India in his present term. Prime Minister Ramgulam had earlier visited India in May 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During his visit to India, Prime Minister Ramgulam will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi to further enhance strategic partnership. Nepal government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites after violent protests by youths that left at least 19 people dead and over 300 injured. 3 days ago, the Nepal government had ordered to ban 26 social media sites, including Facebook and X, over their failure to register with the Nepal government. The demonstration turned violent yesterday when some protesters entered the parliament complex, prompting police to use water cannons, tear gas, and live rounds to disperse crowds. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal, today. Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall, along with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Saurashtra, Kutch, Chhattisgarh, West Rajasthan, coastal Andhra Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand today as well. In football, India created history by defeating Oman to finish third in the CAFA Nations Cup 2025 at the Hisor Central Stadium in Tajikistan, clinching the bronze medal in style. The match finished 1-1 in regulation time, but India clinched victory by 3-2 in penalty shootout. And the Indian benchmark indices lost steam after opening higher today. In the opening trade, Nifty IT Index led the rally with 1.7% surge. Till last reports, the 30-share index BAC Sensex was trading at 80,934 after rising 147 points. The Nifty 50 was up by 47 points at 24,820. The 17th Asia Cup cricket will begin today with Afghanistan taking on Hong Kong in the opening match in Abu Dhabi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.